Welcome to the Vital Dawn podcast for Wednesday, April 17th. U.S. equity futures are rebounding modestly this morning. You have S&P futures up 14 points. It's about 28 basis points. Dow futures are up 125 points. That's about 33 basis points. And you have Nasdaq futures up 20 points or about 11 basis points. In Europe, the major indices are up about 50 to 60 basis points. Very strong outperformance in Europe. In consumer luxury, along with basic resources, banks, and insurance. And then healthcare and tech are both underperforming in Europe. You had a bunch of earnings reports out of Europe, some of which hit Tuesday during the U.S. session, but after Europe closed, and then others were out this morning. So consumer luxury trading very well. You had the Adidas upside pre-announcement. That stock is leading on the upside in Europe. And then LVMH also has a modest bid. The Q1 revenue that was out yesterday is being considered kind of better than feared. And then on the downside, ASML, Just Eat Takeaway, Continental AG, and TomTom all are getting hit on their reports. ASML is weighing on all of tech. The company posted underwhelming revenue bookings numbers for Q1. The revenue guidance for Q2 was a little bit soft as well. The full year outlook was kept unchanged. But definitely a modestly underwhelming report out of ASML, and that has tech for sale in Europe. And then in Asia, you saw mixed price action. The Nikkei fell 1.3%. The Hang Seng was flat. The Shanghai Comp jumped 2.1%. So the focus really this morning is on earnings. I went through all the European results. In the U.S., there wasn't anything too dramatic last night, although United Airlines had decent results, kept the full-year guidance unchanged. That stock has bid up along with the rest of airlines this morning. J.B. Hunt was quite disappointing, missed pretty badly on revenue. And EPS, not so much an issue of just the broader macro environment being very weak. There was an issue also with kind of just price competition. They talked about how, especially on the East Coast, trucking, just with so much excess capacity, pricing is very aggressive. They decided not to participate, and that lost them some business. And that was one of the reasons why their results were so poor in Q1. On the macro front, the big news, a couple of items to note. So the UK CPI came out this morning. It did ease sequentially. So you did have disinflation, but it didn't ease as much as anticipated. So a tiny bit hot on the UK CPI. Nothing too dramatic, but you know, certainly a modest disappointment. Biden will be making a speech today in Pittsburgh, and it looks like he will be calling for increasing tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports, along with a couple of other measures. So, you know, clearly geared more towards the November election than I think kind of really rebalancing the trade relationship between the two sides. But that will be on the calendar today. He will be giving a speech in Pittsburgh. The world is still waiting to see kind of what happens in the Middle East. Oil is down about 50 basis points this morning. The Israeli war cabinet will be meeting today to consider its response to the Iranian attack. You know, multiple media reports suggest it is trying to thread a very fine needle, you know, responding to what Iran did, deterring Iran from doing it again without dramatically escalating violence throughout the region, without alienating Washington. So, you know, I think the world is kind of waiting to see how all that unfolds in the coming hours and days. On the calendar for today in the U.S. session, nothing too dramatic, at least as far as what's scheduled. So earnings before the open, Abbott, Travelers, U.S. Bank are the big ones. After the close, you have Alcoa, CSX, the airline, Discover credit card, and SL Green. But, you know, none of the earnings reports today really should be too dramatic. No big U.S. economic data. You do have the Beige Book at 2 o'clock. You know, and as far as the Fed is concerned, the officials lately are really kind of trailing the market, or they're following the market rather than really kind of running out ahead of the market. And that was the case with Powell yesterday, where, you know, he kind of said what the market had already decided, that obviously Q1 inflation figures have ran hot. The disinflationary progress that we saw in the second half of last year has at least stalled, if not, you know, reversed. And because of that, it's going to take longer for the Fed to kind of reach that, you know, sustainability threshold that they've been waiting for to commence rate cuts. You know, still, I think the tone from all Fed officials has certainly been a bit more dovish than the dramatic reset of expectations. So the market's now about 50-50 for a July cut. and pricing in, essentially just a cut in half for in total for this year. So hardly dramatic easing expectations priced in. And the Fed really, again, is just, it's kind of just mirroring what the market has already done. And I think that will stay the case for the next several days. The next really big round of economic data hits next week. Next Thursday, we get Q1 US GDP, Q1 the PCE, and then next Friday, we get the March PCE. And that is everything for today, Wednesday, April 17th. Thank you for listening.